I'd like to express my gratitude for a few people here. How do I start? First, for the invitation. Fantastic. God bless you. And the second group of people I'd like to express my thankfulness is for the sound team. Give it a shake. They really deserve. Do a great job. Fantastic. It's too much technology. I got embarrassed myself. The other class of people, I would like... everybody knows my daughter, Melanie, right? She is... who doesn't know I have a daughter? She is 7 years old. And she is very persuasive. She tried to convince you her points, and she is still 7. Imagine when she's 21. And she has been using 2 words to express her feelings when it's something amazing. It's super duper. Simple, right? Things like, Daddy, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. It's super duper fun. He look at you with their eyes. It's complicated to say no, right? Or, Daddy, I'm hungry. Let's go to Bob's Bagel. They have egg and cheese on the roll. It's super duper delicious. Or, Daddy, let's go to Sesame Place, okay? Okay? Super duper fun, super duper cool. And you don't have... So I will use her feelings, her expression. For whoever is visiting us today, my super duper welcome. God bless you. This church can be a blessing in your life. We are wide open doors, and your religion's goals could be accomplished in this place. Amen. And finally, I would like to express my gratitude for Wayne Church, for being Wayne Church. I will explain. Since the moment we got here, we felt welcome. You know the place you go, and you know you can trust people. People with same, you know, ideology than you, has same faith. This is fantastic. Whoever is visiting us, put in your notes, make plans. This is the church can help in your spiritual life. Trust me in that. Thank you. okay, I'll go down.
Change the next slide. Here you go. Oops. Here you go. See, too much technology. I got embarrassed myself. long ago, a group of men and women rode their horses in steady mountain in a dark night. When suddenly they saw a peasant, kind of far away, who cried out, "Dismount from your horses, get down on the floor, pick up your rocks, put in your bags, and then you continue your journey. And tomorrow morning, all of you will be happy and sad at the same time." It's weird. Some of them really get off their horses. Some did not. Some of them go on the floor and the ground and pick up some stones and put in their bags. Some did not. And then both they continue their traveling. And in the morning, with the bright of the day, they could realize those stones were diamonds. As the peasant said, they were happy and sad at the same time. Said, why don't pick up more? Or don't even give, you know, a chance. So today, I hope when you leave this house of prayer, you and I can be happy and sad at the same time. Joyful with the message we have received. And I kind of said, why you don't leave it with more? Right? But just to start a new year, can you believe we're in 2019? Are you excited? I'm very excited. It's going to be a great year. By the way, how many of you has a chance to write down your New Year's resolution for this year, 2019? I want to see the hands. How many of you feel great? Great because this week we have this opportunity. And based on this message, the few tips the scripture give it to us, we got to see the year with different perspective, different view. Okay. My job today is few things. First of all, achieve our spiritual goals. Pretty basic. However, this message is going to help us out in our personal lives, especially in our relationships with family members, spouse, relatives, co-workers, etc. Also, it's going to reflect in our work lives, obviously, and in our education goals, your academic goals, especially who is in the school. Pay attention in this message. Okay. Because of the program, I'm skipping the dynamic. I would make a dynamic with the group. And I thought, because the program will probably be here around 12:30. So it's 11:45. Have a pretty good time. I'll leave for the next opportunity. The message, I pick something simple, but has a great meaning. And I know everyone here know the stories about David and Goliath by heart. Even though if you're an atheist, I'm absolutely sure you know this history back and forth. This is a story, I'll give you a little recap about the story. Imagine you have to see your brothers. They are in a war. You have to bring food to them. And suddenly, when you get approaching, you see somebody screaming to them, bullying your brothers, bullying your people, insulting your God. What are you going to do about it? Are you aware David's shoes at this time? But David is not a regular believer. He moves things around. He's proactive. He is pretty much like a Wayne member. He moves things around. He is different. He looking prove himself in a daily basis. When he starts to question his brothers, he say, "What is this guy? How long this is going on? Nobody do nothing about it." And what his brother said, Hey, take it easy. This is not your place. You know a deacon. You know a elder. You know a pastor. Stay in your status quo. Is this David did? No, because David is proactive. He want to do something special. He want to defend the honor of his brother, his people, his family. A special defend his God. How faithful he was. Why? Because he has this touch base, you know, this man to man, this heart to heart on his Lord on a daily basis. And the only thing David was focused, his central thoughts was the greatness of his God. Nothing else matters. Have you ever faced a giant? What is a giant? What's our giants? Giants are situations where it's impossible to... Okay. A situation that looks like it's impossible to solve is beyond our capability. As such as health issues, health problems, diseases. You can have all money in the world, but some diseases, you the only thing you can have is hope. What else? Vices is another issue in our society. Relationships. How many of you have heard relationships are complicated? Right? Special relationships with your family, family members, spouse, relatives. What else? Work. I can guarantee pretty much your finances depend on work. Even if you don't like your work, you got to deal with it. Yeah, you got to bring the bagel. I mean, the bagel. Schools. Oh, boy. Schools. How many giant kids has in school today? Desire for attention. Another one is really tough is peer pressure. How many of us heard about good kids, the ceiling things? Why? Because their friends, their what to do when you face a giant? Oh, now we got to the point. Few things the Bible shows us what to do. First, remember the victories, lions and bears. This is what you got to see in the Bible right now. And I would like to invite everyone here to help me out and read this so you memorize word by word. The Lord who rescued. Is not this marvelous? Imagine, now he convinced his brother. Now he go to talk to King Saul. And King Saul is in a situation where he can't back up because there's no volunteers to face the giant. And we realize in the scripture, Goliath make those rules. And he say, oh, the combat is going to save a lot of time, a lot of lives. You got to be man to man. You organize the best man you have. Israel, come over here. And whoever wins, you'll be a slave for another. And Saul, King Saul, when he is in a position to decide who is going to face the man, otherwise they got to lose the war, what's going on? Appear David. And David starts to negotiate with King Saul. Well, I face bears, I face lions. I don't have I'm not afraid of this ugly fella, this monster. If I face the ferocity of a lion, a strength of a bear, this is a piece of cake. So, there comes the first rule. Remember the victories. David's memory helped him at the moment. Images of his memory gave David the motivation and strength to go further in the things of his people, his brother, but especially his God. What about now? focus on new victories. We begin to live longer when our aspirations are reached and new ones take their place. This renewal comes with a new goal, an objective, a dream. With each achievement, we are given an energy that pushes us up to reach another higher goal. What I'm saying here, giants is not only problems. Could be dreams, goals, purpose. I received, I think last year, a couple years ago, a story about a man. He was 80 years old, was recently retired, and he was kind of depressed, no purpose of his life, nothing to do. But his son, knowing his father, gave him a notebook and pencils and pens and make him a challenge. Dad, I want you write it down, all this notebook. And when you finish, I'll make sure I'll publish your book. And it's going to be forever. And your thoughts, you can be your biography. I want to give you some advice for other people. But when you do that and you finish, it's going to be forever. And this gentleman gets so excited. And he was 80 years old. When I read, he was 95, says already have 12 published books. So come here, the same thing. When you have a motivation, you have a purpose, you gotta hit something bigger. And this is going on. That's one that one professor of me have asked. Everyone has over 50 years old, is mandatory write a book to advise or younger people. So for this New Year's resolution, why don't you start your own book? Write a chapter, a paragraph. You start with a paragraph, a page. And this is going on. Put in your notes. Write a book. People need your experience, your life experience. Focus on new victories. David did not care about the scars that they might get in the battle. He was concentrating on victory. Winning was his only focus. How many victories did you have so far? Have you think? Small victories. You don't realize. Maybe small conquests you have received. Okay, great. Are you digging for beans or for diamonds? Whoever, exactly, you got the point. Listen, if you go to a steakhouse, a restaurant, and you see rice beans over there, you don't see how complicated is make the rice beans make that delicious. To make a rice beans, what do you have to do? First, pick up the right rice. Obviously. And the second, you take a sack of beans, a spread on the table, and you gotta pick up the bad beans and separate. So in the beauty of the beans, you over there pointing what is bad. Point what is bad. And show. And separate. And make that a big deal. However, you have other option. To be a diamond miner. What his job? He go to the dirty, you know, go to a cave and look in the dirty and find something beautiful, who bright, bring marvelous things for the world. What's our choice? Be a winner or a whiner? I got to challenge you this morning. I want to think in your mind three the most important and wonderful things have ever happened in your life until today. Think. And I can guarantee you those three wonderful things, one happened spontaneously. E is a miracle. Right? You're born. It's a miracle right there. You turn ages. You're growing. You know, you go to school. You learn to read. Second United Nations, 800 million people on the board. Is it literally? Can you imagine this? It's a miracle right there. What else? You go to, you find a job. How many people doesn't have a job? How many people in Bangladesh live with $90 per year? Have you think of this? You go to school. You go to work. You grow. And what happened? You find something interesting. You fell in love. How many people in the world are alone? 21% of the people in the world between 55 and 65 years old are alone. Never get married. Never find anything interesting in their lives. It's not fascinating? If David had thought of the scratches and perhaps a bite he might have received when he fought against bears and lions, he would certainly have been discouraged. Because he was focused in victory. If you focus, you can do something. You can do. However, if you're depressed and think you cannot do something, Henry Ford said, if you do, if you think you can do a thing, or you think you cannot do a thing, both you're right. Right? But why give David motivation? Because he think, he thought he can do it. His life experience, his touch, the heart-to-heart with his Lord make he believe he can do it. Be a miner for diamonds. Remember, when you face a giant, it's time to remember how to overcome. Count in those blessings, receive, and have faith. Amen. Let's bow. Everybody, read it with me. Then Saul. Second rule, be yourself. Be authentic. Many Christians has fell in this mistake. Copy others. This can happen with us also. A great danger for the man and woman of God is to lose their identity. Not to be true. Copying whatever others do is an example of that. Sometimes we pretend to be something that we are not, and then we put ourselves in danger. What David did? Throw all the swords, shields, because it's not him. He don't even can walk with those things. How to be yourself authentic? Pretty basic stuff, and we forgot. Reading make you original. Miguel de Unamuno said, reading too much is one of the paths to be original. Reading books is a major key to success. Remarkably successful people such as Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, and Warren Buffett devote extraordinary time to reading, five hours per day, to improve themselves. And the result, you see every day in the news, right? In today's knowledge-based economy, what you earn depends on what you learn. Friends, The money changed. The currency today is knowledge. Today, you are poor or rich in knowledge. Nothing else. So put in your New Year's resolution. Today, tomorrow, reading more. What do you do on Saturday's afternoon? Some of us go to delay activity, right? And the bed. Yeah, I put myself in this issue too. How about you put in your plans? Read every afternoon something different to help improve your spiritual life. It'd be great, isn't it? Tonight, tomorrow, put other readings, goals for your work, for your relationship with your kids. Has millions and millions of books talking about this. Your work is depending on your area you work. You can improve yourself. You bring more to the table. Consequently, you got rewards, isn't it? Your school and so on. What's your reading goals for today? For this month? For this year? Be prepared with the knowledge to face future giants through reading. Abraham Lincoln said, I'm reading, I'll be prepared, and my time will come. We have a famous Brazilian writer who was a Harvard professor, and he said, luck doesn't exist. Exist, prepare when you get together with opportunity. This year you can have a lot of opportunities in 2019. Are you prepared? How to be authentic? David was called to take precautions before the fight. David could have been tempted to see himself as a warrior and a royal arm, but it's not time yet. David left the war armor behind. He was clothed with his confidence in his Lord. The king, other soldiers, the brothers of David, even the giant Goliath looked at him and saw him weak, but David looked inside of himself. It's the importance of self-esteem, self-confidence. But this is if you are prepared. God found in him a great faith and delivered to him an enormous power that made him capable of victory, even though he had no experience as a soldier or any military knowledge. If someone ever tells you that you don't have enough experience, you know a professional. Remember what Ben Carson said? Amateurs build the ark. It was the professional that built the Titanic. Fantastic, right? What to do when you face a giant? Rule number 3. So simple. Trust in God. Nothing else. Everybody, read it with me. This day, one of those most primordial rules is trust in the Lord. But you can avoid some tricks, some traps during our journey. arrogance. Many of us ask God for a blessing, and when you reach a little prosperity, we begin to be arrogant and think ourselves savvy, wise, capable, big shot. This is a mistake, exactly. We cannot trust in ourselves. Pride, oh boy. Pride. Look at you, Isaiah 14:12. You have fallen from the heaven. You shine. You are called the son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nation, a terrible giant who has overthrown many servants of God, is pride. Your pride, unfortunately, we are here in this world. So be careful. Self-confidence. Oh boy. Don't boast, I'm the man. Remember, the Lord is above you, because better than self-confidence is trust in the Lord. What should we do when you face a giant? I pick a few examples on the Bible. This is the rule number 4. Is remember the heroes of the Bible and their victories at the side of Christ. And we have a great advantage from David. Today we have a New Testament. Lots of stories about experience, how trust more to the Lord, approach more to the Lord, do our homework as a Christian. The disciples faced a storm. When a storm tried to afflict them, the Almighty was right there. He saw wonderful things beside Jesus. And we can do too. He saw Jesus walk on the water. He saw Jesus make a lot of miracles. Another guy, Moses. Moses has 2 giants to face in one moment. One, he has the Red Sea in front of him. And he is behind. He had what? And the whole Egyptian army ready to kill them all. Who was with Moses when he was facing those giants? Yeah, you'll be the same, Lord. You'll be with us when you have to face our giants. What else? Oh, this is a fascinating story we have. Why? The soldiers throw those faithful men in a furnace. And when the king saw a man walk beside him, asked, who is the other man walking with them? Who was? It's the same man who be our side, by our side, help us out in our difficulties and challenges. Can you be a giant? Dear friends, I don't know your giant. Maybe your giant could be a health issue in your life, a disease. The doctors look to you and see, as King Saul said, David. Maybe your giant could be your work, you lay off. Or maybe a challenge for a new position. You're waiting for a promotion for so long, it's got to pop up your career. Or maybe your giant could be your relationships with your children, spouse, family member, or maybe a relationship in your work, right? Your bosses, co-workers, clients, and so on. God, did not promise us in this world we will have no difficulties. But he promised, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, he'll never leave us alone. He is beside us. So remember to call of this man with faith. Do not be afraid. And with him, we will achieve victory. Doesn't matter what. And in enormous time, he'll be not only by your side, he'll probably carry you, your difficulties, your problems. Or maybe the life throw down your castles, your dreams, right? Your plans. Don't give up your plans, your dreams. God wants to see you happy beside him. So when you face your giants, your problems, your difficulties, your challenges, your dreams, trust in the Lord. He will find you. Doesn't matter what. He's going to help you all. Give you the same power he have given you to David. He be our side. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, here are your children. Desire for your love. Desire for trust in you. Desire for achieving more victory by your side. Guidance. Give not only hope, but the assurance will be your side when you came down from heavens. This is our desire. And this morning, in Jesus' name, we pray. Remember, we can be your giant. Faith leads us to the victory. Amen. To motivate ourselves, let's exercise our faith. What about faith leads to victory? Let's sing the song. Faith is the victory.